we not doing this week?
Well, I'm not allowed to go.
I'm not allowed to keep going and then talking into what I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, it makes it hard to edit, Tegan.
I know. I'm glad I don't have to do it.
Yeah, well, this is bots, 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 and that's not what we're going to do anymore.
Yeah, this is bots, 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 and we're slowly learning how to be a podcast.
That's right. We're a professional podcast now, and we know what the score is.
Yeah, we sure do know what the score is.
Well, we know what the scorecards on the judges' cards are.
Yeah, controversial.
Controversial indeed.
I disagree with Jason.
Welcome to the, what is it, sixth episode?
Sixth episode of this, third episode of BattleBots.
Yeah. And, well, we took some damage. We took some damage last week. I think we got to take it to the pits, Tegan.
Yeah, look, we got to go to the pits.
We've got to go to the pits. I'm going to put a sound in here.
Okay.
For the pits.
Cool. All right.
Here we are at the pits.
Cool, we're at the pits now.
So spacious in here.
It's beautiful. Someone's driving past on a little go-kart.
You could build a Boeing 747 in this, baby.
Jenny Taft's just over there. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. No, we don't want an interview.
No. We're just here to amongst ourselves.
No, we're going to fix up our podcast.
Yeah, we're going to fix up our podcast.
So, yeah, I mean, first of all, where have we been?
I've been...
You want to explain that?
Yeah, so we said that we'd be back this weekend, and then I promptly found out that recording a podcast remotely is not as easy as what you think it would be when you don't have the equipment that you need to do that.
Yeah, you were lacking in cables and all sorts.
Yeah, I went down to record an album with my hardcore punk big noise yelly band.
Come on, plug your big yell band.
It's called Boudica. We're small time, hardcore. It's a good time.
You're too humble. She's too humble.
Yeah, so we went down to Sydney to record that, and we were there for 4 days, and I thought I would have enough time and the resources to be able to record while I was down there.
Yeah.
But alas, I did not.
Alas. Well, we're back now.
We're back now. I'm here now, and I'm sorry that this is late. It's absolutely all my fault.
Yeah, well, we just missed that fight card episode, but to make up for it, we will have an extensive Ask Me Anything episode coming up after this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not all the damage, though, I would like to say.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I have been misinforming everyone that Kraken would have flames this year, which, you know, Kraken did have, and they might have had it in other years, but the reason I got confused was that another clamping pincer bot has flames this year, except they're not in the competition. It's Petunia.
Oh, Petunia is the one that's meant to have the flame coming out of the tooth.
It's Petunia that sort of teased it on Facebook, the flames in the tooth.
I mean, it would be confusing because they're not in the competition.
Yeah. I just, you know, I doubled back and I had a look and I was like, okay, yep, I'm an idiot.
Hey, look, we've all made mistakes.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think that's all the damage we took this week.
What did you get up to while I wasn't in town?
Research the podcast. What did you do?
Well, I recorded an album.
Yeah, well done. Very good. What do you play in the band, Tegan?
I play the bass.
Ooh.
It's a very chunky sounding bass.
You're the bots, bots, bots bass player.
I got to play on a, this is pretty exciting. I got to play my bass through an amp that was owned by AC/DC.
Oh.
And it's the same amp that Let There Be Rock was recorded on.
Oh my God.
I know. It's pretty, honestly, I was pretty excited by that.
There you go. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so my fun little.
Listen to Tegan's other podcast, Bass, Bass, Bass.
No, I would not know what to talk about. I don't know how to play the instrument. That's why I play fast, loud music. You can't tell.
All right, let's take it back to the fights.
All right, let's start at the beginning.
The beginning.
Copperhead versus Gigabyte.
That's right. Pretty good fight.
Honestly, pretty good fight. Copperhead really did well.
Yeah, well, we should talk. Something I mean to say at the start of every episode that I forgot to write down, but I'm just going to say it now because maybe on the next episode I'll remember if I get into this habit, is that this episode contains spoilers for Season 5 of BattleBots, Episode 3.
Oh, yes.
If you've been listening to the podcast, you've really spoiled it for yourself so
far.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Please watch along with the TV show. But yeah, nonetheless, here come the spoilers. Copperhead owned this fight and took the KO.
Oh, yeah. So, Gigabyte, I love their new aesthetic this year.
Oh, yeah.
Flames, it's great. They do like a weird little flame hand gesture now.
Yeah, the flame hand gesture. It's kind of like, I think they had an old...
very like witchy kind of feeling.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they've always had hand gestures around spin to win.
Yeah.
But now there's flames incorporated, yeah, which is great.
Copperhead has tiny little mini snake.
Oh, the little snake bots.
I enjoyed those a lot.
One of them lost their head.
Yes. I didn't expect them to, like, survive.
Yeah.
But it was still moving, which is pretty typical snakes, I feel.
We might need to do a ranking of all of the mini bots.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because there's so many now.
We'll do it at the beginning of the top 16. Top 16? Top 32?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They mentioned both. There's the top 16 bracket, but then there's the top 32 as well.
So I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about them.
Oh,
I reckon that's a good
Let's rank those mini bots. Wally's up there. So, yeah, Copperhead's quite a bit more powerful this year, it would seem.
Yeah.
You know, to me, like, that front end, I was a bit worried for him because it looked a little bit, like, a little bit janky. Just some welds holding that together.
Yeah, not like the... Not, I don't want to be judgy as a person that's never done any welding, but it didn't look like the greatest welding job.
I mean, the welds look all right. I just could see them coming apart with a big hit from Gigabyte. Yeah, I mean, with them spinning up in 4 seconds as opposed to 7 or 8 seconds this
that's
year.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. I mean, the first hit really told it. They took off.
Yeah, their Gigabyte self-rider and driving pointing...
That's the thing. It's the arm that sits on top of the full body spinner that will ensure that they sort of can flip themselves back over, and also it has a 90 degree bend in it so that they can see which way they're pointing when they're driving.
Yes.
Because the robot is just a disc. It's just a Beyblade.
It's just a Beyblade. But without that, they were they had no idea where they were going.
Yeah, yeah.
I can imagine that thing being extremely hard to drive without that on there.
That's right. And they'd got stuck in the corner.
Yeah.
And it was trouble to get out of there.
Yeah.
And I mean, they did get out of there, but it was only by flying in the air.
Yes, and coming apart into two different pieces.
Yeah, that's never a good sign.
No, the Gigabyte lost its shell. I feel like I really want to talk about all of the snake kind of...
Paraphernalia
that Copperhead have. They have a puppet.
Yep.
They have a snake plush toy that is a scarf. And they have, like, a snake staff, like they're some kind of wizard.
They've really doubled down on
the
props
really
this year.
They've really gone for it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. And they used the snake puppet to push the button.
Yeah, this was
which
good.
Which was pretty good.
I think Gigabyte just must add a regular button push.
Yeah, just regular.
Nothing remarkable there.
No, that was the mystery hand button push.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, a hand came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere and pushed the button.
Whose hand was that?
I don't know. That's what the witchy things were. They were conjuring a hand.
So that they would push the button for them. Yeah. Right, yeah. That's extra good luck. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much to say about this fight. It was over pretty quick.
Copperhead were driving really well.
Copperhead did drive good.
Showed a lot of power in their punches, that's for sure.
You know, I don't think they took any damage, so they should be...
And they were saying previously that Copperhead had lifted their teeth. Gigabyte had lifted their teeth on their disc.
Yeah, hitting a little higher up now.
Hitting a little higher up, which I think Copperhead took full advantage of because they could grab it properly, they said.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a disadvantage. Maybe Gigabyte's kind of screwed up their design again.
I mean, it absolutely worked. There's a bit of a meme on the Reddit that continues down the annals of history, which is the Poison Arrow versus Son of Waiachi fight, where any... Full body spinner, I mean, Poison Arrow just really yeeted Son of Waiachi.
Yes.
And it looks like Copperhead's going to take on that legacy.
Yeah.
And finish what Poison Arrow started.
Yeah, it looked pretty strong. I'll be interested to see Copperhead go up against some vertical spinners.
Yeah,
see even how... go up against things that hit a bit lower. Yeah, but I mean, they did good.
They did good. When he got the win though, he put the token in his teeth.
It's not very COVID safe. Don't put it in your mouth.
Freaked me out a bit. Yeah. It's like, is this real?
It's like it's a gold medal at the Olympics.
But yeah, good fight. Hoping to see Gigabyte back. You know, I think they've got a great team.
Yeah, I really enjoy Gigabyte as a bot and as a team.
Absolutely.
I would love to see them go further and further every year. But for some reason, it's just full body spinners. Gigabyte and Captain Shredderator are kind of in the same boat for me, where they just don't seem to advance each year. They just kind of remain the same.
Yeah, I think, you know, they do great, but I think the meta has sort of shifted and people know how to deal with them now. People know just put them in the corner. What are they going to do?
Absolutely.
And then just blast the top off.
Yep. Yep, just remove the shell and what are they meant to do?
What can you do?
Yeah. Next fight.
Next fight.
Jackpot versus Sub-Zero.
We're rich, baby.
Cha-ching!
So, yeah, Jackpot, a $4,000 bot. That's pretty reasonable.
Jackpot, not Jackbot.
Sorry, did I say Jackbot?
I mean, look, it would be a much better name, right?
It could be, yeah. But, yeah, maybe a missed opportunity there. Jeff Waters. I've got your name.
Jeff Waters. You had to read my writing really hard.
It is hard to read your writing.
It's just because it's not as big as yours.
Yeah.
But for Sub-Zero with a new captain.
Yeah, new captain on Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
The thing that surprises me about Sub-Zero as a flipping bot is that they have a drone.
Yeah, I'm so confused by this.
Is that not a liability to yourself?
Yeah, are you just going to flip a bot into your own robot?
It must have a good drone driver. Although, Spitfire has a bit of a history.
A bit more than just a bit of a history.
If you haven't looked it up, go look up Spitfire's former fights. There's a few good ones in there.
Yeah.
I won't ruin it for you.
Jackpot, though, what a good-looking robot.
What a snazzy robot.
What a snazzy robot. Glittery
weapon. It's got that Vegas charm.
Vegas charm, that's what it is. Like, it's all the glitz and glam of Vegas.
Oh, like it came out with a little headdress?
Yeah, the little showgirl outfit that they put it in. Oh, I loved that.
What a sweet entrance.
Yeah, especially for its debut on the season and in BattleBots in general. Yeah, it's a good-looking bot.
Now, you can be a good-looking bot, but how did it fight?
It fought pretty good. I feel... Okay, look. I wish Sub-Zero had more than one flip in it.
Yeah, yeah.
They flipped Jackpot once. Jackpot landed that flip like it didn't even happen.
It was incredible. I don't think they planned that, but it looked like they controlled it.
Oh, yeah.
The judges should have held up like 10.
It looks like they got some hits in on Sub-Zero, but in the end, something went wrong with Sub-Zero, and I don't think it was because of the damage from Jackpot.
So, I mean, I read this, like, I don't know, a fair few days ago now, and I haven't really looked back at it, but I did check on the Reddit. I'm pretty sure what happened is there was a type of switch inside of Sub-Zero, and it was a switch that they had used in the robot in previous fights, and it had incurred some damage that they had not realized. So if you watch the slow motion back especially, you can see the lights on the inside of Sub-Zero blinking in and out. That's that switch going.
Right. Why would you use a switch from another fight? Like, I know that you probably didn't know that it had damage, but... Maybe just assume that it's been damaged.
Yeah, I mean, robots be expensive, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I suppose.
And you've only got so many parts, but yeah, that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, so I think really in the end, Jackpot just got lucky.
Yeah, isn't that the poetics of it? Yeah. Jackpot got the jackpot.
Yeah,
easy win.
Yeah, Jackpot got the easy win.
I mean, it definitely would have been a harder fight if they'd have been flipped a few more times.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how they go in the next one.
Yeah, because their weapon kind of looked like it got hit and like out of sync with itself, so it would have been interesting to see it. Kind of how that would have affected its balance.
Yeah, it's a scary looking weapon.
Somebody...
Who said this?
Was it Abramson? Is it? I don't know.
Abramson?
Abramson?
We're really struggling as, I don't know, Australians. As Australians here saying your name. The Bot Whisperer.
The Bot Whisperer.
We're doing a huge disrespect.
Sorry.
We love your commentary.
But he said it's the new, he's the next death roll, and I say no, sir.
No, sir.
No. Death roll will never be replaced. There will never be a bot like death roll. Don't even say it. How dare you? I'm offended as an Australian.
Not even close.
Get out of here.
So we've covered that.
Yep. And jackpot one. That was good.
Yeah. Jackpot one. Uppercut versus Gemini. Fight number three.
What fight? Well, it wasn't a fight. He just knocked out two guys.
It wasn't a fight. He just knocked out two guys. That was beautiful. I mean, they were talking about the science and the physics behind Uppercut's design, how they can get closer and, you know, have more weapon contact, which is a thing that we see a lot of bots struggle with, I think. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Shorter a bar, the harder a hit.
I feel like that was Tantrum's problem last year.
Yeah.
And still to be seen whether it's Tantrum's problem this year, but yeah. We'll get to that. Is how much purchase your weapon can get.
Yeah, how much kinetic energy it can transfer to your opponent.
Yeah, because you can take little chips or you can deliver a big hit.
You can yeet them out of the arena.
Yeah, you can punt them out of the arena if you've got a big fist.
Yeah.
With a ring on it.
Oh, I love the addition of the ring on this fist.
What is that? It's just like a little welded ring.
It's just like a little gold ring. I love it.
It's a good look. Yeah. Next year, Uppercut, I want to see a knuckle duster.
Yes.
Please, bring the brass.
Yeah. Can you start like putting tattoos on these arms or something?
It needs a full sleeve.
Yeah.
But good fight. I mean, it spins up to full speed in, what do they say, 1.7 seconds.
Which is crazy.
And so, the way I saw this...
let's talk about Gemini for a second.
We should talk about Gemini. So,
Gemini is a two-bot system.
I'm liking the aesthetics
year. Look stunning this year. They've upgraded their weapon axles, so they're bigger, so I think they can produce heavier hits now.
They look good. It kind of reminds me, the weapons this year look like Jackpot's weapons, but just horizontal.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun. It's like if Jackpot got split in two.
I mean,
Gemini's been around longer, but yeah, they look good this year.
Yeah, they're looking good this year. They got two new drivers this year, a son and father duo.
Yeah, that's a good time. But yeah,
another 11-year-old.
You are setting yourself up. If you let your kid drive for some disappointment.
Look, I feel like they just kind of drew the short straw with who they versed.
Yeah, that's...
Those wicked smart kids did it again.
You don't want to fight those wicked smart kids from MIT.
Yeah.
Alex Hattori, Master Yo-Yoer.
Yeah.
What was he, second, third in the world? I should get that right. I'm not gonna comment, but incredible Yo-Yoer.
Yeah. I like that they come out and they dab...
Yeah, the dabs are good.
The dabs are good.
Strong dab energy. Gave the best post-fight interview ever.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the fight first.
Yeah, sorry.
So, what I saw is Uppercut spins up, Gemini comes at him, and...
They just get yeeted across the whole arena.
Across the whole arena. Now, was it the kid or the father that took the first hit?
I'm honestly not sure.
It's hard to know.
Part of me feels like it was the father.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter because then their weapon spins up again and the next one comes in.
And just rips a whole wheel off.
Oh, a brutal hit. Two brutal hits.
In like no time at all.
And yeah.
This was Gemini's first KO though. Like this is the first time Gemini's been
that's
KO'd.
That's what I said. That surprises me. But I guess when you have a multi-bot, that's not hard. They usually go the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always Lisa that gets a robot thrown at her.
Lisa is a robot magnet.
Yeah, it's always Lisa that gets a robot thrown at her. I don't know why.
It's never Derek or Jason.
No, it must be because she's in the middle.
Yeah, maybe. Just where you want to yeet a robot.
Yeah.
Just aim for Lisa. You'll get top points. Yeah, that must be terrifying, honestly.
Yes, it would be so scary.
That one looked really scary. 125-pound flying metal projectile.
Oh, yeah. You have to have full faith in the, like, walls of the arena to
you
not...
You do. It's still scary. They They're see-through, so all you see is just, like...
A robot coming at your face.
Terrifying. I mean, as Alex Satori said, the robot spun.
The robot spun. He was impressed with the work that they were able to do. They hadn't seen the robot in 6 months.
This was my favorite post-interview ever, post-fight interview ever.
Absolutely.
It's just like, the robot spun and we touched the other robot.
Yes. I just wanted to touch the other robot anywhere.
I love his take. He's really obviously just about the design and the physics of it and the equation that's going on here.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's good.
He's done the math and he's done it right.
They've done the math and they've done it right. I Upcut, one of my top 10 favorite robots.
Upcut's going to go so far this year.
Oh, so far. It's going to send other people so far.
I'm curious to see how it goes up against a 250-pound bot, though.
Yeah.
I feel like it will still be able to yeet them, but maybe not nearly as far.
I mean, if you do the math, it's just half.
That's true.
Surely. If you can send a 125-pound bot 12 feet, then you can send a 250-pound bot 6 feet, right?
How far can they send Chomp?
3 feet.
Quick math.
That's probably not actually how the math works out. They would probably dispute that.
Look, we didn't go to MIT, so...
Yeah, we're not wicked smart, but I'll tell you who are some wicked smart builders is John Reed and Victor Soto.
These are some good bots.
The builders of Beta and Rotator, respectively.
Yeah, so this next fight is obviously those two bots versus each other.
Yeah.
And, whoa, what a controversial fight.
Hugely controversial.
This has been blowing up everywhere. Everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's got something to say.
Some keyboard warriors out there.
Oh, it is atrocious.
It's on the Reddit. It's on the Discord servers.
It's on the Facebook.
It's on the Twitter.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, some upset people. Obviously big fans on both sides of these robots.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the fight.
Yeah.
Let's really break down this fight.
Yeah, we've got to. So, Beta looking stronger than ever this year, bringing 4 kilojoules, hammer swinging 3 times as hard, and they've got magnets that will... The wheels lift up. I didn't know this, thanks to the Bot Whisperer. The wheels lift up, and the magnetic plate at the bottom has more purchase on the ground there, more surface area.
Which is an amazing concept to bring with a hammer bot.
Yeah,
because they're always...
I think they've had this concept for a while, but they haven't been able to get it to work the way they want until this year.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited to see that hammer swing. Victor Soto bringing Rotator with the spinning bar on top and the little wedgelets at the back. He does this most of the time, I find, these days.
He did mount his sort of armor wedge upside down.
Yeah, so he can get up onto...
Yeah, it looks like so he could ride up, like you said, onto Beta.
Yeah. I personally feel like that was maybe a mistake. He might have been able to do more damage if it was the other way around.
Trying to get under Beta.
No, not trying to get under Beta. I just feel like the wedge is... For how much... Okay. Beta has an extremely large front armor wedge.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
It's great.
And I feel like it's even bigger this year. If you've got a wedge that's pretty big and you've got a littler wedge going up that wedge...
Right.
You're always going to land... Like, your weapon on top is always going to be on top of a wedge, on a wedge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like those angles don't work properly for you to be able to use your weapon effectively.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe if he just put his weapon underneath and tried to just ride up on top, similar to a Valkyrie situation...
I see what you're saying.
He could have done more damage to their chains and exposed top bits.
It's hard. It's hard to
look.
I mean,
I'm not. I don't build robots, so
yeah. It's hard to say, but I think whatever tactic Victor brought, it came down to the driving of Beta.
Straight off the bat, you could see that Beta was driving phenomenally during this,
almost completely unchallenged.
No, they were control. They were winning it. No
and
doubt.
I mean, that wedge does work. It can really get under a robot.
Oh, yeah.
And their plan, like was said, and like I was thinking coming into this, they were going to try and flip rotator before they take a hammer shot, because there's no point swinging that hammer into a big spinning blade.
No,
if you lose your hammer as Beta, you've lost your weapon. It's a big gamble as a robot.
And I feel like they were smart not to fire their hammer into that. It would be...
I mean, why would you?
They said it in their post-fight interview, you'd be stupid to fire it into a spinning blade.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would you do it?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they couldn't flip Rotator over to be able to use that.
No, they got very close.
They got very close, but I feel like Rotator's little wedgelets at the other side helped him not get flipped over. I feel like there was like some kind of extra angle on them that kind of prevented him from going over completely.
They definitely were good wedgelets. They're good wedgelets. Some of the best wedgelets I've seen. I like the design.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this fight went to the judges.
Yeah, so Brass Tacks. Beta never fired their weapon.
Beta never fired the weapon. Rotator did get kind of a lucky hit. It was more Beta drove, like, Rotator was in the corner. Beta drove towards the corner high speed, sort of hit the wall next to them, and that spun their hammer, the back of their hammer, into Rotator's blade.
So Rotator got that as damage.
Yeah, which is fair. That's damage.
So after that, they had no primary weapon, but they still had a huge wedge, and they used it to the best of their ability, and they really controlled that match. Like, I did not see any aggression or control coming from Rotator.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the scorecard because you can look that up. It's contentious on its own. I think the real trouble coming into this is what the rules should be regarding primary weapons and active primary weapons. So I think most people are like, okay, so you need an active primary weapon, but do you have to use it? And I guess this will be reviewed, you know? It's going to be the show's. The real trouble that I take with it is perhaps the way that the producers actually edited it. I'm going to say, I don't know, I think they're playing into the drama. And I get it, it's a TV show, but it's also kind of a sport for a lot of us.
Yeah.
And for a lot of us, you know, we like our sport to have some clear rules.
Yep.
And we're actually not about the drama. I'm not about the drama.
I'm not about the drama either.
I'm about the sportsmanship. I'm about the engineering.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the reason we watch it, is because everybody is friends. Everybody tries to help each other. Everyone congratulates each other.
And if they want to, you know, I get you got to run a TV show. You got to produce some, you know, some grab for the viewers.
Yeah, but we're already watching robots collide in a box.
Yeah, for sure. It couldn't get much better, right? Yeah. There's not much more you need to do. But I think the way that, you know, they saw that, like, with Will Bales and some of the other teams, Huge and that, having a discussion in the pits afterwards, they had this discussion and, like, they showed that and they brought up all the drama. And they played into the drama, but they didn't really wrap it up. They're obviously just leaving it for the audience to be a bit stirred up.
Oh, yeah, and you can see it.
Which is very effective because it's working and it's causing arguments.
Yep.
Which I don't know how to feel about it.
Beta looked absolutely shocked to win.
Beta looked shocked to win.
And
Victor looked shocked to lose.
Victor looked shocked to lose. I think he was particularly rude to the judges.
Well, yeah, he did say...
he's like, sorry, judges, I think you got it wrong. And I was like, no, I don't think you're allowed to just say that. Like, these people have all played the same sport that you're playing. They've all lost and they've all won to judges' decisions.
Yeah, don't play the sorry, not sorry card.
Yeah, like, you can't... Like, they've all been in the same position as you.
But I guess, you know...
They have to make a call. One person did vote for you, it's just the other two didn't.
Yeah.
It was a split decision.
It was hard. I mean, looking at... I'm going to give my opinion. My opinion was Beta won that fight.
I agree, wholeheartedly.
I think there was great driving.
Yep.
I didn't see a problem with not using the hammer, because it doesn't make sense to.
No.
If you'd have flipped him, and that's just building anticipation.
Yeah.
That's just building suspense.
Yeah, so I'm excited to still see Beta fire this hammer.
Yeah, it should be good.
I watched them fight for 3 minutes and didn't get to see it, but it's all right. We'll see it next time.
It's a hard bot to watch.
Yeah.
It is.
Let's have a bit of a break.
That's right.
Where, if we had a sponsor.
Which we might.
Which, hey, sponsors, hit us up. We would love to talk about your products and sell them to the people.
This is where you could talk about them. Here's the ad break.
ad break. This is where the ad goes. All right, we're back.
And we're back.
Woohoo.
What's the next fight, Tegan?
Next fight is Valkyrie versus Tantrum.
Ooh.
This was one of my favorite fights of the night, to be honest.
Me too. I love both of these robots.
I love both of these robots. And there's something very aesthetically pleasing about blue and orange versing each other.
Ooh, you're right.
Yeah.
That is a good matchup, color-wise. Yeah. Which of these robots is your favorite?
Valkyrie is my favorite.
Valkyrie is your
favorite? Yeah. Look, Leanne Cushing, an amazing human.
The driver.
The driver is an amazing... His cowboy hat is very good.
Cowboy hat and glasses.
Valkyrie's aesthetic, like the way that they make their bot look, is so beautiful.
It's looking better every year.
Yeah.
I'd put it in the top 16 based on that alone.
Absolutely. But at the same time, Tantrum's the cutest thing in the world.
I mean, Tantrum's look this year is power incarnate. Yeah. It is flexing on the competition.
Absolutely it
figuratively
is.
Figuratively and
it
literally.
It lifts its arms up in celebration. That's amazing.
It's got flamethrowers on its fists now.
I mean, a transformer now.
It is a transformer. It's so cute. And any bot with a little face on it.
Love it so much.
I love it. I'm here for it. It's great. Yeah, I mean, this was a hard fight to watch.
This was a hard fight to watch, because I feel, right, okay. Valkyrie brought their weapon Sweet Caroline. I love the fact that they name all of their weapons.
Great name.
Sweet Caroline, bow, bow, bow. You know that song?
Yeah, I do. I wasn't going to do it. I'm glad you brought it.
Oh, should have sung along with me. And a very brutal looking weapon. Looks like it has a lot of reach on it. And then Tantrum brought the same kind of weapon that they had last season that kind of like punches out and can retract back into the bot.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we got to see it.
We didn't really know. So the way the fight went is that Valkyrie pretty much rode up on Tantrum immediately.
Absolutely shredded the top of Tantrum.
Shredded the top of Tantrum. So we didn't get to see those flamethrowers yet.
They were gone very quickly.
They were gone. The arms got pretty shredded. Although, to their credit, they still worked.
They did still work.
A little bit. And it looked like, at that point they lost the ability to fire their spinning blade outwards.
Yeah. I mean, it was still working, though. It was still
their vertical spinning
up. Yeah, it's still spinning up.
Yeah, which is great because it seems like they can really get under a robot.
It's just a shame that this robot that you got under, their weapon is under.
Yeah, their weapon is on the bottom, so that makes it pretty difficult.
Yeah. But it honestly looked like Tantrum was going to win this fight.
Yeah,
They were driving really well. They had full control of what was happening. They were ramming Valkyrie into the screws, into the side of the box. They got an excellent hammer hit in.
I was worried about this fight because, I know Valkyrie has been honing it in for years and is going to be devastating this year. But looking at Tantrum, the armor that they were bringing this year, I was like, this thing might go the distance. And it just about did.
It almost did. It was so close.
It was so close. But it obviously cocked it to the end, went to the count out, KO'd.
They just couldn't drive anymore. So full credit to Valkyrie for being able to take all of those hits.
Absolutely.
And still be able to drive.
I feel like the damage they took wasn't so bad because they did have their Sweet Caroline on the bottom.
Yeah.
So being an undercutter, that's really going to block that damage.
Yeah.
It's a good matchup.
I did love Leanne Cushing being like, just keep driving, just keep driving. She knows. And that driver just was focused, didn't panic, was in full control of their own robot.
It's a great combination of captain and driver and the whole bot building team.
Yeah. They really, you can see that they are dedicated.
Absolutely. We got some of the best slow-mo this match.
The sparks in this match were amazing.
And just like Valkyrie riding over the top, just tearing up everything with those arms.
Absolutely shredding.
I don't really understand what those arms are made of because they're like kind of flexible and they look weird.
Yeah, the fists I think look like they kind of...
One of them definitely had some broken bones.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it was pretty good. And at one point in the match, they actually like lifted those arms, carried Valkyrie and absolutely slammed them into the wall.
Yeah.
It looked like, I don't know, this bot is so lifelike with these movable arms. It looked like it was just carrying the other bot.
I mean, absolutely.
Throwing him into the wall.
It's so good.
A great fight.
This really was an excellent fight. Like, full credit to Tantrum for really, like, I feel like they've stepped up from last year.
Yeah.
I love that their arms are now, like, completely movable and that's their self-righting mechanism. I feel like that gives them an extra something.
I am still worried because this weapon that punches out, it, like, we still haven't seen it. And I don't know, it's the problem last year, like I was saying with Uppercut, is that a lot of bots don't have enough purchase on their primary weapon hitting. And that seemed to be the problem last year, is that they're able to punch it out, but it never really did enough, just chip the paint.
Yeah.
So it'll be good to see if it actually is effective this year against another bot.
Yeah. But even this bot, they were really dominating. It's just a shame that their drive stopped working.
Yeah, they're going to have some serious repairs, but yeah. I think they're up to the task.
Yeah.
It's going to be good to see them back.
I'm excited to see both of these bots come back.
All right, here's a question. Who do you want to see Valkyrie fight next?
I want to see Valkyrie versus Witch Doctor.
Okay, yeah.
I think that would be... because Witch Doctor...
that's some big competition.
Yeah, like Witch Doctor, they do really bring it every single time, but I feel like Valkyrie has... I don't know. They've just got something in the team at the moment that I think is going to make them go that extra mile.
Yeah, I really hope to see them make the bracket this year.
Really, and I mean, hope so.
You know, they got to win. They got to win on the scorecard.
Yeah, they won their first match of the season, and they won it first time since they've been in the competition.
And, you know, it was kind of sad because it looked like Tantrum was kind of dominating that match. If it went to a judge's decision, I think Tantrum would have taken it. However, it is impressive to see the damage that Valkyrie did. They put on a show. It was good.
Yeah.
And Tantrum was just the sponge for the damage in this case.
Yeah, they really took it.
They almost went the distance. Next time. So next fight, we have Adam 94 and Big Deal.
Yeah, two new bots.
I love to hear how Adam 94 sort of got its start.
I know.
In that he messaged a bunch of bot builders and the only one that replied was Ray Billings.
Yeah, they just Facebook messaged them.
How many people is Ray Billings, like, tutoring at this point?
Two, it seems.
Yeah, at least two, probably many more.
Yeah, so this is the first BattleBots team from India, which is cool.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and they've come via Canada as well.
Yeah,
so
great engineering out of India.
Yeah, I really love the way Adam 94 looks.
I really love the team captain's energy.
Yes.
He's bringing me Martin Mason energy.
Yeah.
And a moustache to boot.
Oh, yeah, he does have a good moustache. Right.
It's got to count for something.
And then we've got Big Deal, and because of Big Deal, we found out what that jar was that we were questioning behind Chris.
That's right. It's the cliche jar.
Yeah, it's not a tip jar at all.
They've needed one of these for seasons now. There's so many cliches have gone untipped.
I know. So that solved that mystery.
But yeah, Emmanuel Carrillo is the captain of Big Deal. He's built his robot out of other robots that he's built over the years, as I understand.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, apparently a 400-pound lifting arm, born without a right hand, but that is not going to stop him.
No, he seems to really have full control of everything and drives amazingly.
He drives amazingly. There's no trouble. He can do anything he wants. I love that they brought the mini-bot Spicy Meatball.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a good team name, good team aesthetic all
around.
Yeah,
they really knew how to get people talking about them.
Absolutely. They knew how to play to Chris and Kenny's loves.
Oh, yes. So, what happened in this match, Spike?
Well, we saw Big Deal take it to Adam 94. I don't know what was happening to Adam 94 right out of the gate. They were just spinning in circles.
Yeah, they looked like they kind of maybe started out with troubles.
Or I think something was going wrong, unless that's your strategy, but I don't understand it. An interesting strategy is to spin in circles right out of the gate.
Yeah.
So maybe some troubles on Adam 94. I mean, that's the risk you take with a new bot coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to find these things out.
Unfortunately, you'll find them out in the box as well.
Yeah, with another robot. Lucky it wasn't Tombstone.
Yes. Saw Big Deal be able to get in and around Adam 4 and try and lift them up, but couldn't necessarily lift them
Yeah, which was interesting because their sort of stats card said they could lift 400 pounds. But, yeah, I don't know. We're struggling.
Yeah,
I don't believe the stats on either of these robots.
What was the stats for Adam 94? You
Adam 94, let me see. I think it said 23 kilojoules of energy in that primary weapon.
Yeah, right.
Which is huge, if true.
Yeah, that's a lot of energy.
That is.
We really didn't see it.
Yeah, we didn't see that. So I think they're really having some troubles.
Yeah.
Maybe with their speed controllers in the drive and the weapon.
Maybe next fight they'll be better.
Yeah, I hope so. And, I mean, what happened at the end of this fight?
This came down to a judge's decision for the silliest reason.
Yeah.
The bots got stuck together.
And they could not unstick them. There was like four dudes trying to pull them apart.
It was so funny looking.
And they had to cart them off in a cart to a bot hospital where the bot surgeons could surgically disengage these two robots.
So in the end, it went to Big Deal. They really controlled the match, I feel.
Like, they did good, yeah.
They really drove very well.
It looks like they were going to take a win. Those forks are really far out in front.
Yeah, super effective forks.
It's going to be interesting to see how they take a hit.
Yeah.
But they should be all right. I reckon they look tough.
They look pretty tough. It's interesting because sometimes people's armor doesn't look remotely tough, but then they can manage to take a dozen hits. And then sometimes people's armor looks impenetrable and they die straight away.
Yeah, so that's true.
It'll be interesting to see how they go, both of these bots go in their next fights.
I liked the button press from Adam 94.
Oh, the classic punch with the explosion out.
Yeah, it is such a classic.
Yeah, it
honestly
really is.
If you're stuck for what to do, extinguisher, take notes. If you can't think of a button press, just go with the punch with explosion.
Yeah.
It's applicable no matter what.
Yeah.
It's so applicable.
Main event.
Main event.
Groff versus Hypershock.
What game is this?
I don't know.
I'll buy it. So yeah, Will Bales, driver.
I always call him Will Byers.
Yeah, you have been doing that a lot.
I'm just watching too much Stranger Things.
Look, it's a good show.
I'm sorry, Will.
I would love to see Will Bales in Stranger Things.
Oh, that'd be cool. I can imagine him being like the guy that runs like the small town like go-karting track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
Come on, kids, you can do it faster.
God, okay, petition to get Will Bales as, well, not as Will Byers, but yeah, into Stranger Things, please. Yeah. We can think of a funny name for him.
Because I feel like they're kind of in Stranger Things are in the 80s now, and they've got a super, like, 80s aesthetic.
He would fit right in.
He would smash it.
Don't even need to change the hair.
All right, I'm emailing people. It's happening.
It's happening. We're putting it together. Don't worry.
Maybe they go on a vacation to Miami, and that's where they find him.
Yeah, this could be a whole sideshow, honestly. Even if he's not in Stranger Things, Will Bales, can you just, like, I don't know, get onto Netflix? You need to make a television show where you run a go-kart track.
Or maybe, like, somehow retroactively get into Grand Theft Auto, like, Vice City or something.
Yeah, you fit right in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Hypershock is the most pleasant-looking robot there.
Oh, it looks incredible.
The whole Hypershock team have the most amazing aesthetic.
They
go
hard.
I love the way they look. I love how the robot looks.
They take the aesthetic award out every year.
Every year.
This year, without fail again.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
It's looking even better this year.
But Groff looks brutal.
Yeah. I mean, I meant to look up what Magnum Triple Alloy is, but we'll get to that. Sam McAmis, the captain. Love this dude.
Oh, so good.
He's got the curls, which makes me a fan.
Yeah, you damn curly boys.
Hey, look.
Still is very good at talking to a camera, which I appreciate from him.
Yeah. Look, I mean, Will Bales in his first season, you know, he had a bit to learn to be on TV too.
Look, I feel like being on television is a whole different realm.
Oh, I would be terrified.
I think I'd be all right.
You'd slay it. it would be me who would be the awkward one, for sure.
Well, lucky this isn't a television show.
But this television show just comes down to how good you can build a bot, not
exactly
how good you can be on TV.
I know.
And let me tell you, Sam McAmis has brought a bot this year.
Oh, yeah. I feel like maybe Will Bales is doing it the opposite at the moment. He's very good at being on television, but he needs, Hypershock just needs a little extra oomph in
it. Well, yeah, it sounds like he was sort of under the press to build this bot in the amount of time that he needed, but it seems like a good design, everything modular, apparently can get at everything from the bottom. I'm sure Hypershock is gonna really bring it this season.
Yeah.
But it looks like they had some troubles with their drive right out of the gate here.
Yeah.
Well, not right out of the gate.
No, they were driving all right to begin with.
To begin with, they were driving all right. I love that they're one of the teams that use those RC car controllers.
Yes.
With the sort of wheel that you spin to steer.
Yeah. Very Toy Story.
Yeah, that is very Toy Story. You're right. It's a good time. I love how those bots sort of, you can just see in the control, they just really ride around. They make good turns.
Yeah.
They can drive circles around you.
Absolutely.
And we saw that from Hypershock on the onset.
Yeah, like we can't deny that Will Bales is one of the best drivers in the sport and has been for several years.
Absolutely, yeah.
But can we just quickly talk about, I know that we keep switching between bots, but can we just talk about the oven mitts on Gruff as they walked out
forks? I love the safeties on the forks.
So good.
That is a lot of fun.
Because it makes a lot of sense, because they sure are cooking bots.
They need those oven mitts, or Will Bales needs those oven mitts to pick up his bot after the fight. Because Hypershock got cooked.
Oh, Hypershock got well and truly cooked by Gruff.
Yeah.
Gruff is a hot bot.
Gruff is a hot bot. I mean, what is it? 3,600 Fahrenheit on each of those burners, I think.
What is that in Celsius?
I don't know. I looked it up. I think it was, I have had different stats somewhere else from what was on the episode. I saw that these burners were about 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit, a bit less than, but I think they're about 2,000 degrees centigrade. Roughly, each burner. That's the stats that I had. So, that is hot.
That's a hot bot.
When you're putting out around about 4,000, or well, 2,000 each degrees centigrade, that's massive thermal output.
That is, I wonder how they don't cook themselves, honestly.
Yeah, it seems like those flames sort of do, I don't know, ride a little bit above the top of the robot. I'm sure there's a lot of insulation in the top of Gruff to protect their own hardware.
Look, if there's one thing I know, it's insulation.
Yeah, this is true. That is your job, actually. You do know a lot about insulation.
Probably rocking some SAF in there, some silica mat, I don't know.
What is SAF?
SAF is like a silica, infused silicon-covered fabric.
Yeah, righto.
I don't know. It's just the terms that we use at work. I'm sure it has an actual name.
Well, I would love to see the inside of Gruff.
I would love to see the inside of Gruff.
It's a mystery to me.
Gruff, hit me up. I can make you some insulation covers, no problem, mate.
She'll sew it great.
Yeah.
Let's break down this fight, though.
Let's break down this fight. Excellent box rush from Hypershock.
Yeah, got in around.
It wasn't really a box rush.
They
kind of like scaped around.
They were trying to get those side hits.
Yeah.
They did not want to be in the front of Gruff.
No.
It's not where you want to be. And the thing about Gruff is that it is a slow bot. It's a tank. It's got the armor and the speed of a tank.
And its forks are really effective.
Its forks are great. And Will Bales got, well, Hypershock, I should say, got a great hit on the side.
Yep, they flipped Gruff over.
And then
another one, and
flipped Gruff over. And it was like, ooh, is this lifting arm going to work? And it did.
And it did.
So that's good. I think the way to take out Gruff is you got to destroy that lifting arm and then flip him.
Yep.
And then he's going to be done, you know?
Or just have a weapon that can hit a bit harder than Hypershock's and get heavier chunks out of the side of out of Gruff, I mean.
This is a fight that I would like to see a rematch, because it looks like after Gruff put a bit of flames on Hypershock, they were sort of driving head-to-head there.
Yeah.
And Hypershock got a little bit cooked. It looked like after that moment, their drive started to go.
Yeah. So Will was saying that after the match, he was saying that he lost half of his drive, so he was kind of trying to make up as much as he could with only one half of his drive. And even with one half of his drive, he was still
impressive.
Very impressive. But Gruff really just got a good hold of him and ran him into the screws and gave him a good cook. And
then it stopped working.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, I think Sam McGamis was very polite at the end of this match.
Yes, he really
ran him into the screws, and Hypershock was on top of him. And if you're on top of Gruff, That's about the worst case scenario.
Yeah, it really is. He could have just held on for an extra 30 seconds.
Yeah, he really could have just clamped down and cooked Hypershock.
Really could have just melted Hypershock.
There would have been no Hypershock left in the competition, no. I think.
So I feel like Sam really knows how polite he needs to be yeah. for a competition to still happen.
That's the thing. It's, I don't know, it's almost more devastating. If I mean, flame bots usually aren't that effective. We've never really had a situation where your repairs are going to be everything.
Yeah.
Because your bot got melted.
Yeah.
I mean, usually, you know, if you come up against a spinner of any kind, you're going to get chunks taken out. You know, you might have to replace some bits on one side of the robot. There might be some bent axles inside, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But if your bot rides up on top of Groff and Groff flames you for 10 seconds, it's going to be everything.
Yep.
It's going to be the whole internals, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pretty scary. I think everyone is a bit intimidated by Groff now. I would be.
But you know what I really want to do? I really just want to cook a bunch of marshmallows in Groff's flames.
I think you'd have to stand 10 feet away.
I mean, yeah, it'd be a really long stick, but...
Yeah. I think the marshmallows would cook from 10 feet away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not 10, maybe 5 feet, but I think your marshmallows would just disintegrate.
Even at the very ends of the flames?
For sure.
Oh, okay. I'd still like to try it.
I've seen it char a turkey.
Really?
Yeah, there's some video of it charring a turkey for Thanksgiving, I think.
Oh, you're going to show me this one. Oh,
I will. Yeah, look that up.
That sounds good.
It's not edible.
I really like the Groff team. I really love their button push with every single person pushing the button.
That's my favorite button push of the season so far.
So wholesome.
Just, he put his hand over the button and then everyone put their hand on. Oh, it was like,
it's beautiful.
Captain Planet. I don't know. No, they don't do that. They shoot their rings out and then they all join together. But it was a real team effort.
Yeah. It was really very sweet.
Will Bales, devastated by this loss,
sat down
in the box.
I would be too, though. Like, they always put 110% into this competition. Yeah, I feel like he was just
needed to take a moment.
Just really needed a moment. But then after the
post-fight interview,
he was humble and he's like, look, we'll just...
He's a great winner. He's a great loser.
Yeah.
He's a great sportsman. And I'm so glad we have Team Hypershock in this competition.
Me too.
Because they really do bring it every year and they're just a treat to watch.
Absolutely.
I don't doubt, you know, Hypershock's going to be in that top 16 bracket by the end of this.
I really, truly hope so.
Because it looks like a good bot this year. They just got to sort out some issues.
I feel like at the beginning of the season, it's always sorting out the issues. It'll be interesting to see how they go in the next couple of fights.
Yeah. You know, it's maybe Team Hypershock you need to give the thermal insulation to.
Maybe, actually.
They might need it.
Who do you want to see Groff fight next?
Ooh. I want to see Groff fight Black Widow because I think it will catch fire and drive around on fire. And I want to see a spider driving around the box on fire and or its legs will melt.
That's just so mean.
And also I found out Silly String's quite flammable this week.
Oh, no.
So yeah, that is mean, but I think it'll be very entertaining.
I mean, look, if anything, it's good television.
It's good television.
So yeah, that's the whole episode. All the fights were amazing, honestly.
It was a good episode.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
Controversial, explosive.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for the next episode.
Me too.
I really hope next episode we get to see Chomp.
Oh, we can't hold off any longer,
can
they?
We said this last time, though, and they still didn't give us Chomp.
Touch wood.
It's not even real wood.
It's not. It's just paneling. Ugh.
So, yeah, you can email us, tell us who your favourite fights were, tell us what you think the rotator/beta controversy is. Like, who do you think should have won that fight?
Yeah, write in about the controversy. You know, give me your angry opinions this week.
Yeah, we're interested in to see what everybody thinks.
I want to know.
I mean, we've been reading all the Reddits and stuff, but if you listen to this podcast, tell us what you think.
The thing is, as a quick aside as well, on the judging criteria, a lot of people bring up what is aggression.
Right.
And it is kind of hard to define, you know, how, you know, is your bot being aggressive? Because Some people have suggested that it should be changed, the category should be changed to strategy, because you don't necessarily want to be aggressive all the time. You might want to be driving defensively for a while.
I mean, that's not a bad point.
I mean, tell me your opinion. You can write in at botsbotsbotspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, tell us what you think and what you feel about this episode.
Yeah.
Give us all your best big dill puns.
Give me a hot take.
Yeah.
Give me the hot take on Groff.
Yes. you can follow us on all of our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, search us up. You'll find us. That's it for now. We might be on Facebook someday, but not yet. We can't be bothered.
No, Facebook is a whole other realm.
There's enough Facebook groups.
And yeah, leave a review for us. Tell a friend.
That really helps. We barely market this podcast.
Honestly.
So the best thing you could do for us is, you know, tell a friend. Get someone else into the great world of robot combat.
Honestly,
That's our goal is just to expand this great hobby.
I feel especially in Australia, it is an underappreciated sport.
It is. We need more combat events in Australia. There are some. We're going to look into it.
We'll go there.
When we're allowed to go places again, we'll go there.
Yes.
And we'll report back.
Yes. But until then,
this is Bots, Bots, Bots.
And we'll fight you later.
We'll fight you later.
Don't know what that means.
Bye.
Bye.